There's a whole bunch of oh, you still there, Daniel? Something blipped on my screen. Okay. There's a whole bunch of conspiracies on Paul is dead. And then even in the music, they say if you play the records backwards, John Lennon is singing Paul is dead. Miss him, miss him. So yeah, all kinds of stuff going on there. But that's like the first dead celebrity clone kind of thing that happened. And we could do a whole episode on Paul is Dead. There's so much material. But we're talking in general about the cloning of celebrities. So let's move on to another one. Avril Lavigne.
Avril
Right.
Lavigne.
So she's the more modern example of this.
He's a Canadian singer, I think. Oh
She's a
no.
what? Yeah, she's
Canadian
Canadian.
singer.
She's a skater. She was a skater boy. Say see you later,
He
boy.
boys, yes.
Yeah, she sang a song, Skater Boy. So yeah, she went away for a while, and when she came back, she totally did not look like the same person. She, something happened, right? Therapists claim that a double named Melissa took over, focusing on changing fashion and facial freckles.
Oh, wow.
Because she didn't have freckles, now she has freckles, and they're saying, where Paul was replaced by William, Avril was replaced by Melissa. So this is another one, and there was it was a big to-do, right? So Avril Lavigne had a certain style. It was kind of a what I would call a grunge, a nouveau grunge, right? So in the 90s, we had grunge and grunge rock and everything, and she kind of emerged at the end of the 90s. And then after this transformation, she certainly wasn't grungy anymore, and now she still isn't. So that's supposedly Melissa, not Avril. Avril, we don't know what happened to
Levine.
Avril, right?
Avril
Exactly.
Levine.
Another thing, in 2016, the clone rumors were just massive, how a massive lifestyle change in fitness, sobriety, and new vocabulary was interpreted by the internet as a literal biological replacement. So when people, like, if you remember, Jeff Bezos used to be a schlubby bald guy back
Now.
in the 2000s, but now he's like gotten all muscular. Have you noticed that? And he's still a bald guy, but he used to, kind of have a Friar Tuck thing going on where he had hair around the sides but not on top of his head. Now he shaves his head and he looks like a super villain.
A super villain.
Super villain.
I think he's
So yeah, I mean, so there, those are the kind of things that happen as people go through these kind of metamorphic changes. And come out of it speaking differently or looking way different and so forth. So, it's just weird. And that was in 2016. So, Eminem in the 2006 shift, the theory that the rapper died in a car crash. Wow, a lot of car crashes. And we compare the angry early 2000s Slim Shady to the rehabilitated modern version and the alleged change in his jawline. So there's a whole conspiracy about the fact that Eminem, who was, quite a rebellious, I guess we'd say, right? He was very rebellious and, very angry. And then after 2006 car crash, he kind of came out of that, being a little bit more of a nicer guy. Now, I mean, Eminem, for goodness sakes, he's practically the epitome of a father figure to people. Because he's got a daughter and he's publicly talked about his daughter and how he they get along and all this kind of stuff. And so he's really a responsible adult, which is not what Eminem was. That's not what made Eminem famous, was not being a responsible adult, right?
Yes, it's
And
brutal.
so and then apparently there's they look because they These people are public people, right? So there's lots of pictures of them everywhere. And so it's easy to compare their pictures because there's so many. You have a database of pictures. As an aside, that Jim Carrey thing, I just read a thing earlier today that somebody took AI and took two pictures, the picture of Jim Carrey from
Jim
this
Carrey.
award show and the picture of Jim Carrey from, 3 years ago, and it's only an 18% match on
18%.
point. Yeah, only 18%. So I don't know if you're aware or are into these things, but you know how your phone will open up with your face, right? You just hold the camera to your face. So it doesn't know what you look like. It measures.
Your
It
face.
actually has, yeah, it actually has not lasers, but it has different wavelengths of light hitting your face and measuring like the distance between your eyes and the distance that your eye
Mouth.
it opens and the distance between your nose and your eyes and all this kind of stuff. It maps your face, right? So they take this software and they mapped Jim Carrey's, the new Jim Carrey from Paris award show, and the old Jim Carrey, and only an 18% match, which is not very much, right? So the funny thing is, he kind of looks like Jim Carrey, but they're saying that's not the
The
Jim
clone.
Carrey that we knew 3 years ago. Goodness.
Oh my
So
own.
the glitch compilation. There's a 5 minute visual breakdown of the virtual glitch videos, Al Roker, Katy Perry, Beyonce, where celebrities appear to malfunction on live TV. And the technical reality versus the conspiracy interpretation. Now, there's a famous one, and I don't know if you've seen it, but where Katy Perry is doing a show, right? She's singing, and she stops, and she her eye is twitching, and she like puts her hand up and presses on the side of her face. Have you seen this one?
Oh my gosh.
And she's twitching, and they say that Katy Perry's a robot, right?
Oh my
And
goodness.
another one is recently they said Joe Biden, who's a former president, Joe Biden is a robot, and they showed him walking, and they showed one of the new robots that have been introduced from China walking, and they have the same gait. It's kind of a shuffle, right? It's not like really walking, but he is an old guy, so who knows? But it's kind of a shuffle. But they're saying that some of them are not even clones, some of them may be robots.
Oh, let's ask Justin Trudeau about Katy Perry.
Is Justin Trudeau a robot?
Probably he's a robot too, because the wife is a robot. Or the wife, the
Yeah.
girlfriend. Conspiracy theory.
Exactly. So yeah, conspiracy. But all these things are out in the wild now, and their people are comparing them and so forth. The Biden thing, I've seen that one. It's just wild to see that he does. He walks like a robot.
Oh
It's
my.
really, really weird. Now, it can just be an anomalous, right? Because the other thing you have to remember is, because he's an old man, he kind of shuffles around. That robot shuffling around are just the same thing. It's not that he's a robot, it's just they're similar movements. Now, we have to ask ourselves, can this really happen? So the
I
issue
think
is you can't have a clone. Like if Jim Carrey is 66 years old, he's not a young man. So how can they have an instant grown up? And genetically, that just doesn't happen. They'd have to make a baby and it has to get older, kind of like Dolly the sheep is not Dolly the sheep at the same age as Dolly's mom, right? So the person that the DNA comes from. So how do they account for that? That's one of those things that kind of blows the conspiracy of clones, because they didn't, as far as we know, they didn't know Jim Carrey was going to be this major star, and so they didn't start growing his clone when they were both babies, and so that's one of the problems with these cloning conspiracies, and probably more so now is AI, so deep fake, right? And you've seen lots of deep fake stuff, and it's so convincing,
True.
all this deep fake creations and so forth, and so you can't believe your eyes anymore, and so the conspiracy is invented, by people who are trying to trick you. And so they make, videos of celebrities doing things that they've never, ever, ever done. And it's convincing. It's very convincing sometimes, how
Yes.
well these things are constructed now.
Me.
And that kind of really throws a wrench in the works for all these things, because how do we know it wasn't all constructed? I mean, at this point, for all we know, the whole award show could have been constructed.
Certain
That's a
kind
conspiracy theory of its own.
of, yes, and we need to uncover the conspiracy. Thank you.
Not to
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
not to mention the Hollywood lookalike industry. So there are people who make their living just because they look like famous people.
Oh, my.
So there's a whole industry out there of lookalikes. So if you happen to look like somebody
Michael Jackson.
famous, who?
Michael Jackson.
Michael, exactly, like, or Elvis, right? Those were the kind
Elvis.
of the big ones back in the day. It was like being an Elvis or a Cher or Michael Jackson. I mean, they even have people who are drag queens who are lookalikes for women, and they have whole shows that are based upon this, right? And so maybe it's a lookalike. Maybe the Jim Carrey that accepted that award is a Jim Carrey impersonator. And for all we know, Jim Carrey hired him to go there and do that. That we have no idea. We've got no idea. But there's so many lookalikes, and those have been around forever. I mean, I remember as a kid, like going to Disney World, and they had lookalikes there for, like Laurel and Hardy and things like that. And so, that goes way back. I'm not that old, but they did have those kind of lookalikes back then, at the park in order to entertain people. So the other problem we have is the psychology of the uncanny valley. So the uncanny valley is rendered graphics that look like people, and they're getting better and better. And so the uncanny valley is where you see something and you're like, that's not a real person. Because it doesn't quite look right. But the graphics are getting so good that the uncanny valley is disappearing. So if you think of one of the worst cases of the uncanny valley is the Polar Express. You watch that movie with the Polar Express with Tom Hanks being the conductor and all that. It's just horrible. It's horrible. You look at that movie and you're like, oh my gosh, this is just creepy. I can't stand it. But that's, one of the representations of the uncanny valley. And now we have it like with the deep fakes, where you can't tell the difference. You cannot
Sure.
tell the difference.
And at the end, he was at the end, Mr. Bobby will say, "This movie is brought to you by Coca-Cola."
That's right. That's right. Coca-Cola. They even cloned a polar bear for Pepsi. Pepsi cloned a polar bear. They had a polar bears in a Pepsi advertisement during the Super Bowl. Did you see that?
No, I
Because
didn't see it.
Coca-Cola for many, many years have had this whole polar bear ad campaign where the polar bears are drinking Coca-Cola. And then Pepsi made one where the polar bear was comparing Pepsi and Coke, and he liked Pepsi better, like the Pepsi challenge. So our conclusions are, clone celebrity is the modern version of a ghost story.
And ghost story,
And
yes.
also the future of digital immortality, because basically we're at a point, I think, we may be past a point that these celebrities can live forever. Because they can make a digital version of them, an AI deep fake, and they can continue acting into the
Earn
future.
millions of money.
That's right. Exactly. I don't know if you remember this, Daniel, but there was a big, big, big controversy a number of years ago whenever, this is before deep fakes and so forth, but just basically when computer CGI was coming into play and being able to select portions of of old movies. And they had a commercial where Fred Astaire danced with a Swiffer, the mop thing. And it was a big uproar because Fred Astaire never did that. So what they did was they were able to digitally manipulate an old movie of his to show him dancing with this product, where in the movie he was actually dancing with Ginger Rogers. They took her out of the movie and put in this stupid broom and made a commercial out of it. And at this point, we don't know what's real and what's not. And this digital, the cloning of celebrities is just another one of those things that's happening that confuses more in everyday life. So, do you believe that Jim Carrey got cloned, or what's your take on this, Daniel?
I think yes. Why
You think
not?
so? Why
Yeah,
not? Okay.
why not? There's lots of
Why not?
conspiracy over there, so let's say yes,
Now,
Mr. Jim Carrey.
He's
He's
Canadian,
Canadian,
so
yeah.
there you go. Yeah.
Why not, right? It
Why
served
not?
with a purpose and let people think you are
Now,
the conspiracy theory.
the funniest thing to me about all this is that Jim Carrey played comedian Andy Kaufman in Man on the Moon, a movie
Right.
Man on the Moon about Andy Kaufman who fake, they think faked his own death.
But still alive.
And he'd be pretty old now, but yeah, could still be alive. That he faked his own death because he was tired of being a celebrity. And so yeah, so this could be a continuation. Maybe Jim Carrey has put a
Get
clone
the
or
idea.
a look-alike out in the world now because he was tired of being a celebrity.
That's
But
a good
people
point.
won't let him stop, right? You have to, the economics of being a celebrity are such that, whenever you stop working, it's not like, oh well, I just won't make millions of dollars. When you stop working as a celebrity, a lot of people stop making millions of dollars because they have agents and representatives and management and on and on and on that they employ. And so every time they make money, all these other people make money. And if they're not out making money, then none of those people make money. And
Certainly.
so it becomes a burden to be a celebrity in the sense that you're an industry in and of yourself. I mean, you can generate more money than, products generate. You can, if you think about it in one way, and so they don't want them to stop because if they stop working, then all the money stops from for the other people. So it makes a perfect sense to clone them or have lookalikes or, some contingency plan
A
to keep
robot.
the money coming in, right? They want to keep that money coming in. It always has to be producing new things to make new money.
Definitely, yes. We need.
Yeah. So I
We
think
need.
Daniel is working on cloning himself.
Yes, definitely. I want to clone myself
So
so that my
then he
clone
doesn't have to work so hard.
do all my podcasts and just watch
That's
sitting
right.
around.
So
Why
one of
not?
these weeks on Conspiracy 101, we're going to tune in and I'm gonna like, Daniel, that's
Are
not
you there?
you. You're Daniel's clone.
Oh, if my clone have a pointed nose, well, that's conspiracy theory. Conspiracy, because I have a flat nose.
That's right. We'll have the conspiracy of pointed nose Daniel.
Yes, truly, truly
He's given
conspiracy.
us, we clip this out because in the future, whenever you're doing your social posts, you can say, Daniel even said, if you see him with a pointed nose, it's not him.
Yes, it's not me. It's a clone, people.
It's a
I have.
clone.
You quote that one, and for sure, this is the evidence that
That's
you are a
right.
clone.
Pointed
You are
nose
not real.
Daniel. We'll have to add that to the list. Pointed nose Daniel theory.
Pointed nose theory. But, well, we have a nice episode, Mr. Brown.
Yes. Now, what if I'm going to be cloned? Oh, my gosh.
Cloning. Something good. It's a good idea.
My son could sound just like me. Maybe you're talking to him.
Mr. Bob, are you the one? Is that your son?
It could be. That's why I have my cat character, so that way the legacy can continue without me. Exactly.
That'd be awesome. That's a good clone, Mr. Bob. At least you have the DNA of that clone.
That's right.
If they will clone you, they will get your DNA or what?
Yes, exactly. They take your DNA and they take it to the lab and then they grow it. Yeah, they reproduce it. That's what they did with the sheep, Dolly the sheep.
Yeah.
And I mean, the sheep is not really that much less complicated than a person.
Mm.
That's part of the whole conspiracy of all this is the fact that if they can do that to sheep, they can do it to people. And if they did it in 1996, which is over 30 years ago, what can they do now?
It's more modernized.
Mm. Wow, they may have a whole assembly line. Of cloning people.
We have already 8 billion. Why are we cloning it? What, we want to be 9 billion?
They do the dirty work so they don't have all this podcast editing and uploading and stuff. They got to have clones for it, you know?
To do for them.
It is the 21st century slavery is they have all
laziness.
These clones. They put them to work.
Just like robots, right?
Yeah.
Create the robot and do it for yourself.
Maybe the robots are clones. We don't know.
Why not? I want
to. They just make them look like robots.
Yes. So, do you think you want to have a clone, Mr. Bob?
No. I couldn't stand a clone. If I had a clone with me right now, we'd be fighting. I'd be like, "Why are you doing the same things as me? I hate you. You're terrible. I can't get along with myself. How am I going to get along with another whole person? Oh my gosh.
Learn to love your DNA. Come on.
Yeah, I'd be like, sheesh. This guy's driving me nuts, this clone.
But
don't
for
shut
me,
up about Jim Carrey and all this. Oh my gosh.
For me, Mr. Bob, I to have a clone. You know what? For
you,
my.
You want a clone? You're like the Illuminati. You want to have a clone to do all your dirty work.
True, yes. Do this, do that, go and reproduce more.
That's right. You go, okay, pointy nose Daniel, go do my work for me so I can.
Not the flat nose.
Yeah, it's not a flat nose Daniel, it's pointy nose Daniel.
Pointed nose, come on, why not?
They're like, real Daniel needs to sit down and read while pointy nose Daniel does all my work.
Why not? Do you think my clone is more attractable than the original? Why not?
There you go. That's another question. If you had a clone, would you be jealous of your clone because they were maybe they're better looking or something? Yeah.
They're more modified, but it's difference to Mr. Cloney because it's more awful, right?
Yeah, exactly. The your clone's got better skin. You're like, oh my gosh, this clone's got such good skin. My skin's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
You're like, I want to be my clone now. How do you do that now? Oh, now you gotta have a mind switch.
Mind switch, yes. Well, we have a nice topic today, Mr. Bob. And to close our episode, what will you be your conclusion?
Oh, I think that now you've got me convinced, Daniel. I wasn't so convinced when we started this, but yes, if they could clone a sheep 30 years ago, they're probably cloning aliens.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Yes.
Why not? Exactly. What's to stop them?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They have all the money and power and abilities. So yes, as far as we know, all the people that we see on the news, in political office or celebrities, aren't even the real people. They're like, hanging out at home, eating grapes or something.
Well, hoping for the best, Mr. Bob. If we are cloning ourselves, why not? But for the benefits of others, not for the bad side.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully.
Definitely. Hopefully not that you will not use
And
for
don't hurt your
bad
clone. That'll be the new thing. Don't be nice to your clone.
Okay. Don't be nice to your clone. Just
No, be
use
nice.
it.
Be nice. Yeah, the clone rights. Everybody's gonna be. That'll be the new thing. Clone rights. I should not have to make all of the edits on these podcasts for Daniel. I have clone rights.
I have a clone right. Yes, you need to be a Senate and propose that. Sooner or later, we have a clones. So they
Yeah,
have the Constitution's right.
I'm in the clone union. You can't make me do that. That's what it'll be.
Oh my goodness. Well, Mr. Bob, would you like to play again something?
I've cloned the 101s, and you can watch them over at
Yes,
staticradio.com.
watch it. Let's
No,
clone
I'm joking.
it.
Oh my gosh, Daniel, this is off the rails tonight. Maybe I
Yes.
should travel more often. I'm so tired.
I think you need to travel more often.
Yeah, I think I need to get some sleep. I need to get a clone so I can sleep a little bit.
To do this, right? Oh,
Yeah,
see?
exactly. And then there'll be your clone and my clone, and we'll just go off and, live our lives.
Yes, those are the pros. To
That's
have
the
a clone.
purpose, exactly.
So how much it costs? That's the big question. How much it cost me? For
To
sure,
clone
it's
you? I
expensive.
don't know. It's probably cheaper than buying some Pringles and a drink at the
You're kidding me.
airport.
Just give your DNA and then
That's
okay.
right. Yeah, probably. No big deal. Really?
I think it's cheap if you're a celebrity,
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. Yes. Yeah,
Super
exactly.
cheaper.
Everything's cheap if you're a celebrity.
Yes, you have a status.
Exactly.
But for ordinary people like us, so I will charge you 5 million. What? 5 million. I'd rather use the 5 million what for buying what stocks, and after 10 years, well, 10 million. Why not?
That's the idea, yeah. We'll be cloning
Okay.
stocks.
Yes. Who knows? Not aliens. A clones company will be IPO soon, and then you'll
That's
buy the
true. That's true.
Interesting, Mr. Bob. So people tune in, we're live on Live 365 in the US and Radio Talks in the US. If you don't like our podcasts, our live streamings, please support us over there because Mr. Bob and I are brewing lots of podcasts nowadays.
We're
Just
saving
wait.
up to clone ourselves.
Yes, Clone 101, why not?
Yeah, might as well.
So, Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel. Everybody, take care and stay warm.
Marticon people, see you soon.